It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Samuel Augustus Carlson was born in the city of Jamestown October 26, 1868, on what is known as English Hill. His parents had immigrated from Sweden a year earlier. Carlson was educated in the public schools of the city, and at the age of 14, he became a member of the YMCA and its debating society. In 1891, together with his father and brother, he purchased a furniture factory from his uncle, which was then located at the foot of Willard Street. In 1893, he sold his interest in the business and assumed the management of a Swedish weekly newspaper. Also in 1893, Carlson entered politics for the first time, being elected as a Jamestown City Councilman. In 1895, Carlson became a member of the Jamestown Board of Public Utilities. He spent the next 12 years guiding the BPU and making it a viable commodity for the city. In 1908, he was elected mayor on the pledge of promising expansion of the city electric plant. He served a total of 26 years as mayor, one four-year term and 11 two-year terms, losing twice for re-election. While in office, it can be said that Carlson led the charge in making Jamestown a modern city. Some of the highlights of his career included the establishment of the Board of Public Utilities, his proposal for a municipal hospital and public market, his establishment of a sewer and water district, the effort to begin paving all city streets, and the movement to bring about the establishment of a municipal milk plant. In 1933, the Carl Schurz Foundation of Philadelphia chose Carlson as a member of a group of 17 Americans to conduct study and research in European cities to stimulate goodwill between the peoples of the two countries. During his visit to Europe, he met several leaders, including Adolf Hitler in Germany. After stepping down from the office of mayor, Carlson continued to serve the public as mayor emeritus of Jamestown. Samuel A. Carlson died in 1961 in Jamestown at the age of 92. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. For more information on local history in Chautauqua County, visit your local historical society.